This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Brothers and sisters, it is very well observed and very predictable that there occurs a sort of dip or low point or fatigue in our devotion in this middle stretch of Ramadan. And so I wish to provide you with in this khutbah 10 ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that you will, equipped by them, be able to easily turn the table on this phenomenon. The first of them is the hadith of Hanzala radiallahu anhu. He came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu alarmed that he was a hypocrite. He said to him, "Why do you say that?" He said, "Because you know, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks to us, our faith peaks, our convictions soar, they're revitalized. But then, you know, we go about our lives and just it tapers off." Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said to him, I experienced the same thing. Maybe we're both hypocrites then." So they both go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hanzala begins to explain to him, "Ya Rasulullah, we're with you and you talk to us about paradise and the hellfire. فَكَأَنَّا رَأْيَ عَيْنِ." It's as if these two are right in front of us. We see them, we're locked in. And then we go home, life. You deal with family, you deal with your businesses, you deal with your accounts, you deal with your health. He says, we forget a lot, meaning a lot of the effect of what you said. And so he sallallahu alayhi wasallam reassured him that this is normal. If you are able to stay perpetually at this station of remembering God, the angels would be shaking your hands and sitting with you on your couches, on your cushions, he said. Meaning you're doing angelic work. Angels don't need to go about life. That is their life. He said, but you know, there's a time for this and there's a time for that. And so this is my first hadith and the first message. Relax. Have some self-compassion so you don't throw in the towel altogether. And just be keen on what you can't do and not too heavy about what you can't do. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this is our second hadith, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Be keen on what will benefit you and seek strength, assistance from Allah, and don't resign to powerlessness. Don't feel powerless. Seek strength from Allah and focus on what's productive. You know, Allah has already shown you that you can do more than you think you can do. All year you want to read Quran, I just can't. All of a sudden, Ramadan happens, the same 24 hours, no hours were added to the day. Suddenly we're reading more Quran. Suddenly we're being more charitable. He's shown you that you can. And therefore, he can also make you even better than that. He can also make you sustain that momentum, inshallah ta'ala. So don't spend your energy blaming yourself so much on spilt milk. There's no benefit in crying over spilt milk. It already spilled. Don't waste your present being too fixated on the past. Make the best out of the present. And it's about improving, brothers and sisters. It's not about perfection. You know, we get really frustrated. Because why? You have this picture-perfect Ramadan in your head before Ramadan starts. As one of the mashayikh said, Ramadan to you was supposed to be an Instagram moment. You guys know Instagram moment? People put in all these hours to get the right picture to post it, right? You think it's going to be like that. Cooking is only going to take this amount of time. I'm not going to have to make an emergency run for some ingredients. The kids are not going to like get sick without notice and sort of throw up on us or like keep us from the masjid. You think you're going to have the half hour before iftar every single day at, you know, full energy, making passionate, focused dua and all of this. And none of that happens. It was not meant to be an Instagram moment. There's no magical moment in the sense that you expected and so you feel disenchanted. No. Be enchanted by the fact that Allah has chosen for you hiccups, because after Ramadan there are hiccups. And this is about improving in general for when we exit this blessed month. And he also told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ شِرَّةٍ. This is your third hadith. Every action is like this. Every action has a high point, a point of vibrancy and energy. وَلِكُلِّ شِرَّةٍ فَتْرَةٍ. And every high point tapers off. It sort of weakens. It's normal. It's completely human. And so whomever's fatrah, whomever's low point is within my sunnah, they will be saved. Meaning just make sure when you dip, you don't dip too far. You're still within the bounds of his guidance and get up and keep moving. Get up and start again. Get up and try again. Even if you started Ramadan a little bit late. Even if you stopped doing things altogether. Or you sort of slowed down the things you started doing. Just keep moving, inshallah ta'ala. The third thing I want to say is the theme of quality over quantity. Allah loves ihsan. Allah loves excellence in all matters. And so think about the quality of your fast. The fourth hadith, they said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَيُّ الصَّائِمِينَ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Which of the fasting people is superior in the eyes of Allah? He said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلَّهِ. The one that is most remembering of Allah. And that is why Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion, said, when you're fasting, make sure your hearing is fasting with you, and so is your eyesight, and your tongue as well, from like lying and offensive speech. And make sure there is over you a sense of sakina and waqar, tranquility and reverence. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ وَيَوْمَ فِطْرِكَ سَوَاءً. And make sure you're not mindlessly fasting. He said, make sure the day you're fasting and the day you're not are the same. Like the only difference is you're not eating, but it's all the same. No, the quality of your fast, how mindful are you of Allah Azza wa Jal in your fast, that will make a huge difference. Be intentional about your fasting. And also the mundane, be intentional about your work. It turns it into ibadah. Be intentional when you're cooking. I'm cooking so that I will get the reward of 5 days today for all the people I'm going to be feeding. Be intentional about your sleep even. Allah will reward you for it with an intention. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu used to say this, وَإِنِّي لَأَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ قَوْمَتِي نَوْمَتِي كَمَا أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمَتِي. I anticipate to be rewarded by Allah for the time I spend sleeping, the same way I anticipate to be rewarded by Allah for my time awake. Why? I'm intending by this sleep to energize, strengthen myself for worship, then the sleep itself is also an act of worship. Because that's the next hadith now. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Our Lord is a Lord of intentions that rewards you for locking in an intention. And al-adat, your simple, your mundane, your day-to-day operations with intentions become ibadat, become acts of devotion. And that is why Abdullah al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, he used to say to the people, perhaps a tiny deed will become very great because of the intention behind it. Meaning you'd be surprised how many tiny deeds were turned great in the sight of Allah and in the scales because of the solid intention behind it. And how many great deeds, وَكَمْ مِنْ وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ عَظِيمٍ تُصَغِّرْهُ نِيَّ. And how many great deeds, like prayer, like fasting, are made tiny because of the intention or the lack of intention behind it. You know, like when you donate, just think of the streams, intend as many as you can. It's not required, just for Allah, generally like that is required. But to think, this will add to your reward. I'm sponsoring an iftar in the masjid. That iftar is going to allow the converts, because this masjid has like convert and singles iftar, to build relationships that will keep them Muslim for a lifetime. Or I'm making my fast now intentional. I'm trying to perfect my fast as much as I can because of the people around the globe, the oppressed, that can't break their fast at the time of iftar, so that my dua for them is a little stronger, right? Make a powerful intention. It will add layers, multifold reward to your fasting because of the quality behind it changing. Number four, the fourth theme is to constantly recall for yourself how great of a month this is. The virtue of Ramadan at large. This is like a market. Ramadan is like a market that is erected, shopping spree, great deals everywhere. You gotta sort of not fall asleep in the middle of the shopping spree. Every day, every moment of Ramadan is a treasure. It's not just the last 10, right? It's not just the first few nights. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةِ. And there are people that Allah frees from the hellfire. They're not going, period. And this happens on every night in Ramadan. The 11th night too, the 15th night as well, the 19th as well, right? That middle stretch, there are treasures here. And even the simple dhikr that you make with your tongue, Az-Zuhri rahimahullah, the great Imam Az-Zuhri, used to say, وَتَسْبِيحَةٌ فِي رَمَضَانَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ أَلْفِ تَسْبِيحَةٍ فِي غَيْرِهِ. And you making one tasbihah, saying subhanallah, glorified is Allah above any flaws, above any imperfections, during Ramadan is superior to making 1,000 tasbih outside of this month. And that is why Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah used to say, لو قيل لأهل القبور تمنوا لقالوا نتمنى يوما من رمضان. If it were said to the people in the graveyards, those who did not reach this Ramadan like we did, make one wish, you have just one wish, they'll probably say, we wish for just one day of Ramadan. They know what one day, any day, they didn't ask for Laylatul Qadr. One day of Ramadan, we know what it can do. And Allah Azza wa Jal says about the Day of Judgment, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. On that day, every soul will realize what it sent forth of goodness and what it left on the table, what it left behind that it could have taken, that it could have gotten. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله. Brothers and sisters, the final four ahadith are so that we may recall not just that all of Ramadan is this incredible treasure, but what makes the mid-Ramadan period, where many of us have this lull, have this low point, have this fatigue, what makes it specifically extra special. The first hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَعْجَبُ رَبُّنَا مِنْ شَابٍ لَا صَبْوَةَ لَهُ. Our Lord marvels. He's amazed as he looks upon a young man that does not stray. Why a young man? Because that is the time when you have peak strength, peak confidence, but also peak recklessness. You think you could take on the world, so you stray. You gamble a lot in life. And so when a young man in that period when most people stray, does not stray, he's extra special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next hadith, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعِبَادَةٌ فِي الْحَرْجِ كَهِجْرَةٍ إِلَيْهِ. And you committing yourself to ritual worship and devotion to Allah during times of turmoil and chaos, anarchy, this is equivalent to the reward of migrating to me, making hijrah to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because in times of chaos, in times of drama and chaos and anarchy, and people are busy with what? With talking. Did you hear what happened? Did you hear what happened? Did you hear what happened? And so the one that does what will actually benefit them and protect them, but most people won't, commit themselves to worship in this time, they are extra special. And the third hadith, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صَلَاتُ الْأَوَّابِينَ حِينَ تَرْمَضُ الْفِصَالِ. That the prayer of the awwabin, the awwab is the one, a class of people, very special class of people, the one that is constantly returning to Allah, consistently coming back to his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says the prayer of the awwabin, there's something called the awwab prayer. This is the prayer at the time when the baby camel runs for shade. What's this referring to? When the day starts getting hot, think of like 9, 10, 11 a.m., the ground is getting hot from the sun, and so it runs for the shade because it's a baby. It can't handle the heat yet like the adult camel. In other words, what? As the day is taking off, you're in the thick of it now, right? The errands and the notifications and the interruption. The person that's able to consistently stop and pray the early morning prayer, the duha prayer, the shuruq prayer, starts when the sun rises. But some scholars say its peak time is like at that moment in the full throttle momentum of your day, you step aside to pray at least 2 or 4 rak'ahs for Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, لا يحافظ عليها إلا أواب. Nobody safeguards this prayer except an awwab, someone consistent in their return to Allah. Why? It's because it's a time when most people will not be able to pull it off, right? And the fourth and final hadith, the most familiar of them to you, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The most beloved deeds to Allah are the consistent even when they're few. And so you take these four and the common theme between these four, and you look at mid-Ramadan and say, this is a special time. This is a time when less people are doing what they intended on doing, so I'm going to be of the few. I'm going to be of the special. This is going to be what separates me from the pack. This is my moment to shine when others aren't. That's why Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, he used to say that worshipping Allah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has died, the good deeds we perform after his death are twice as dear to us, twice as valuable to us as our good deeds during his life. Because remember, alhamdulillah, radiallahu anhu, when we're with you, ya Rasulullah, everything is crystal clear. The motivations are unblemished. But after his death, he's recognizing that it's harder to do what we used to do. Therefore, Allah's going to reward us more because the challenge is more right now. And so may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us with these 10 ahadith to find that consistency, to shine for the angels in the heavens that will admire you. The same way we admire the full moon that shines above us here down on earth. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us acts of worship that deliver us to His pleasure. May Allah accept from us our supplications and appeals to Him. And every letter we recite from the Quran, and every little bit we donate for His sake, locally and abroad. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us for everything we did, and everything we intended on doing, and everything we wish we can do, and allow us by that to come out of Ramadan better than we went into it. Allahumma ameen.